views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Well, welcome to the show. I'm Dr. Jen. It's great to be here, and we have an interesting show today about dreaming, manifesting, and healing. What's the link between all three of those? Dreams are very powerful, and sometimes we don't understand why we're dreaming what we dream, or, you know, we hear about lucid dreaming, we hear about dream interpretation, what are daydreams, and this show is all about the dreams, the power of dreaming, and why it shouldn't be shut out, or why you should be concerned about even the craziest dreams you have, including nightmares. There's benefits to everything that we have going on. That mind of ours is an incredible 24/7 working machine, computer, whatever you want to call it. And you can harness the power of the dreams to help you with manifesting, shifting, changing, healing. This is what it's about today, and we'll keep the lines open. We always have the lines open. If you ever want to call in, or if you have a question while I'm going through the topics, feel free to send your question in. The number is 1-800-930-2819 if you want to call in. We also have the instant feedback window open over on transformationtalkradio.com. That's down on the right-hand column. It's just an instant feedback. If you want to type in a question, I've got that popped up, and it refreshes for me like every few seconds, so I'll see that, and we can go that way as well. And today's interesting because I have had, when I was preparing for this show, of course that makes sense, I'm always meditating, I'm always getting into the zone, and I was doing exactly what we're talking about today this morning. It was phenomenal, and it took me on a journey that I could not believe, so much that I didn't want to come back. Those are the best. You know, you feel like, oh, I really like where I'm going with this, and sometimes we have trouble finding our way to that. People get very frustrated with meditation because they feel like they have the busy mind or they can't slow down. And there's plenty of ways to gradually find your way to that. Don't feel overwhelmed by that. Don't feel like you have to just dive in and be perfect at it. That's very much an illusion of this world, that everything has to be a certain way. And I'm here to tell you that's not necessarily the case. What's right for you is right for you. It's not necessarily the whole. And what somebody else feels is right for you may or may not be right for you. You have to make those choices. And a few weeks ago, we did the 1 year reads with the angels, and we had one for each month. And this month actually is the month coming up, March. Is the month for making those big choices. And boy, have I been feeling that. You're going to hear papers for a minute because I've written all that down when I did that read. So I wanted to recall what we had for March coming up. March was Archangel Michael about the choices, and it's about making the decisions versus overanalyzing them. And all of last month, we were in the leap of faith with Metatron, Archangel Metatron. It was about listening to your heart. So everybody that was feeling these tugs and pulls about your heart and changes and what's feeling right and what's not feeling right, we're coming into the month where Michael wants to help you with those choices. So I wanted to remind you, and I'm going to keep you up to date on that as we go through the year, because this was an entire year that we did on that, and it is falling right into the pattern. I'm seeing it. It's validating it to me all over the place. But this is about overanalyzing the fears, and Michael's the go-to angel for that. I mean, he is the one that can help with the fears and life purpose and making choices and detaching from toxic situations if that's what you have going on. So I wanted to address that right away. And, you know, it's not about controlling your path. It's really about aligning with it. The dreaming is a really wonderful way to do that, because when we are in, let's talk about first the dreams when you're asleep. That's your subconscious. And if you have a lot going on that has not necessarily been processed in the day, the energy of the mind is going to find a way to process that. So I want to just go over that real quick. You know, sometimes we have nights where, oh my goodness, I'm exhausted from all the things I was doing in the dream. I know I dream like crazy like that. Don't let that bother you. Don't let that be distressful. It's processing. It's keeping you sane. If we had no dreaming, where would all that energy go when in our conscious mind we're not allowing it out? So thank goodness we have dreams. Believe it or not, some of the nightmares can be part of releasing those things that we're trying to heal from or let go, or things that we have going on in our conscious state in our lives. And I'm not saying that dreams aren't disturbing, because I've certainly had my share. I grew up with the night terrors, and a lot of people that are intuitive do go through that, or if you've been through a traumatic experience. When I went through some of mine, and I have been through them, and I have recovered from that, the dreams were very active in a nightmare way. But they were, once you learn about interpretation and understanding the metaphors of dreams and what they're trying to help you do, what they're trying to show you, it takes a lot of the fear out of the way. It takes a lot of the scary part out of the way. And now you can process and you can utilize connecting with them to help you. We're going to go over that as well. And what's the difference between that and a daydream? You know, daydreams get a bad rap sometimes. And I want to change that. I really want to put it out there that that is something that I think has been very misunderstood in previous years. You know, I remember growing up being almost, you know, I guess it would be insulted or belittled that, you know, stop daydreaming, get to work. I'm here to tell you that those daydreams are important, and there's a way to put them into your day without it interfering with work. You know, you do have your responsibilities, but I don't want you to feel like you are being useless or wasting time when you daydream. Daydreams are really a lot about what this show is about. Using your dreams at night when you're asleep as well, and how we can make these things move and start to shift things in that programming that we have in our subconscious mind. Powerful, powerful things here. We'll also talk about lucid dreaming. I mean, I lucid dream. It's a blast. I love it. Some people said they have never been able to do that. Some people do it all the time. You can find a way to get to that, and it's extremely powerful. It's like going into another world, a reality where sky's the limit. There is no limits. There is no laws of physics. It's really an experience, kind of like walking around in a video game, really. We're going to talk about that, and if you have questions about a dream that's bothering you or that you can't figure out, we're going to do a little bit of the dream interpretation today if you want to call in with that. I'm going to go over some of the tips to help you with that as well. And how can we use this to create the changes that we're wanting to do? What is it that we can use this? How can we use this? How can we apply it? But we're covering a lot, but it's important because this is part of manifesting and fulfilling the dreams that you have for yourself in your life. So let's do that. Let's make this happen, because we have choices to make coming up in this year. We have energy that's going to help us. So let's think about that. When we come back, we're going to power on with the link between dreams, manifesting, and healing. Stay with us. I'm Dr. Jen with the Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back after the break.
You give me something I can hold on to.
Tune in to the Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question, always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
Join the Pacific Northwest's EFT Tappers at the 4th Annual Tappers Gathering this March 1st at Bastyr University. Tapping enthusiasts from across the region will be sharing healing stories, learning different EFT applications, and forging a strong community. This event raises money and awareness for continuing EFT tapping scientific research. All net proceeds go to our 501c3 nonprofit conducting a study showing how EFT can alter gene expression. Bring your cards and information for a fulfilled day of networking and inspiring one another. Visit www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877. www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877.
What's getting your attention as physical pain or illness? Have doctors been unable to help? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Amazing things happen every day, sometimes with jolting awareness, and sometimes with subtle shifts aided with Christy's divine healing gift. Release that which no longer serves you. For more information and to contact Christy, visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive Talk Radio is the new craze. Learn and live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now. Our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
And we are back. I'm Dr. Jen. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Jen Royster Show. And today we're talking about the link between dreams, manifesting, and healing. So let's go over some of this. Let's dig in. Now, we have a dream at night that has troubled us or stayed with us all day, or maybe you had a visitor, someone that you loved that has passed on, they will come and visit you that way. That's one of the easiest ways to visit you because it's in the subconscious. You're not in a state where you're restricting. It's pretty much that veil is out of the way, so to speak, and they can reach out and let you know. Also, angels will come see you that way. If you're starting to connect with that and you really want that intention, I love it. I get a little bit of everything. I absolutely love it. But it starts to become, as you practice this and you really have that intention, and if you want that, you can certainly ask that. If you have something that's troubling you or you're going through something, you're concerned about, you know, or you have trouble sleeping, you can ask for that help right before going to sleep at night. I very much always do a quick meditation to connect with my higher self before I fall asleep, because I know that if I am connected with that side of me or your I am presence, so to speak, I know that there's nothing to worry about because that's who I've left in charge while I drift off and rest. And I ask that the dreams are bringing me clear messages. And if I'm still looking for something else, I'll ask again. Be specific. Ask your question. Don't hesitate to ask. Ask for that help. And then ask that you can recall the dream when you wake up. If you keep a dream journal, if you have a lot of activity going on, it's very interesting to keep a dream journal by your bed. And it's good to have it nearby because if you pop up in the middle of the night or in those wee hours of the morning, which seem to be the very active time for dreaming, you think, okay, I want to remember this. But then by the time you're all the way in your conscious state, you're trying to remember it, you know, those types. I've actually started doing something where I am intentionally saying, okay, I'm going to remember this. I'm asking to recall this. And I do write things down, but then I've also been able to remember it later as well. And that is working very well. And when you move into what we call lucid dreaming, that is when you're going into the dream. You actually know you're asleep. You know you're in the dream state. And you're actually working to control I don't know if the word's control, but you are actually empowered. You have the power to shift the outcome of the dream. I love that. It does remind me of you're in a video game, sort of like an avatar, so to speak. But it is one of the most powerful ways to shift and heal. So that's why I want to bring this all together with the dreaming, manifesting, healing part. If there's something that you have been really struggling with or you're trying to change in your life, ask for that ability to go into the dream state. If you can't, if you're struggling with the conscious state, because the consciousness is very much the programming. It's the programming of what's already there. You're on autopilot, just like driving a car. You automatically know what to do when you hit a brake or whatever. That programming is in that conscious mind. And we know we want this change, but we can't seem to figure out how to get there. The dreams can help you do that. They can help you a lot. So you go to sleep and say you're dreaming about this outcome you don't care for and you want that shift. Lucid dreaming helps you go in there. Now you're part of the dreaming. You know you're dreaming. You know that you're in this state and you're acknowledging that and you realize, wait, I don't want to have that outcome. I want to have this outcome. When you can do that in the dream state, you are now in the subconscious part of your mind, which is the creative part, which is the part of spiritual awakening, shifting, huge. And this is where you can make the changes. You can ask for that assistance with your angels. They will help you. Absolutely. Don't feel like you've got to know how to do all this before you try it. Open your mind and expand it to give it a shot. Ask to help you understand the dreams you're having. Dreams that stay with you all day long that you are thinking about, that were just so strong, or the ones that have really disturbed you, ask for that clarity or that interpretation on that. And when you can do, when you have that ability to move into that state. Now, we're talking about the dreams at night or when you're sleeping, about going in there with that intention. You're going to see a shift immediately. You're going to see the shifting. It will shift. It will be a matter of time. Give it some time. Be patient with it. Some things work fast. Some things work slow. We are so used to the time in the way we live here in this reality. But honestly, in that realm, there is no time and space. So things can be a matter of seconds over there that feel like years to us. Usually, if you stay with this and have that intention and you're working with that intention before you fall asleep, you're going to immediately start to see some shifting. You will. Usually within a week. Some I've heard take longer. Now, what about the people, and I can hear this out there, and I've had this question before as well. What about I'm not dreaming at all? I can't seem to dream. I haven't been dreaming for a while now. That is a very common thing that I hear when people are going through a lot of stress, nonstop, constant stress, or they're very overloaded, almost to the complete drain part of it, like they just don't want to feel anything anymore. Well, it's pretty much cutting it off. It's disconnecting. It's a numbing state to just stop feeling or having any kind of chaos. It's a struggle to stop that. You can bring it back up. You have to not be afraid to feel. You have to not be afraid that one of them is going to be a nightmare. And don't go through nightmares by yourself if they're really, really bothering you. A lot of what happens with a nightmare that causes all of the discomfort and distress is that you don't understand what it's trying to tell you, including the traumatic dreams. I mean, I know I've had them. And once you realize it's just helping you understand what you feel powerless in or what you feel like took it away from you and how you can find your way to get that back, it can be very, very healing. One of the most powerful ways to heal. And we're talking even physical healing here, because once the subconscious has had a shift, that will now come into the conscious state, in your wake state. And the body responds to what environment it lives in. All of those thoughts, all of that activity, that's all energy. Those dreams, that's all energy that the body and the physical body lives in. So it's going to manifest and reproduce cells in whatever environment it's in. We know that. Science is proving that all day long. Things that metaphysicians and people like me that, you know, just we are about the energy, we've known this. And now it's really starting to come to pass where we see a lot of evidence where they're seeing that now. That's very exciting to somebody like me that's just always known that this has got to be the root cause of everything. And it's starting to really show itself out there in the world. But I don't need the proof in the lab. I know that the energy will shift it. I know that what I'm thinking, what I believe in, is what's going to manifest into my world. So that means if I've got a big fear about something, it's time to work on that to release that. So this is what we're working on in dreams. Now, once you have the, so to speak, the programming shifted in the subconscious, now it moves into the conscious mind, because that conscious mind is just trying to make it go a certain way. Once you've got it shifted in the subconscious, which is what you're working on to do with lucid dreaming or going in there and feeling like you are a part of that dream and you can control and change that outcome, it's very exciting actually to get into the dreams and feel like you can work this dream and it's not running you. You're going in there saying, this is the way we're going to do it. Now we're shifting that. That is a place of being with the higher self that's very exciting. The dreams can become more colorful. Some people think I dream in color or I don't dream in color, but I see color all the time. Now, we've been talking about the nighttime dreams. When we come back from break, we're going to talk about the daydream part, which is being conscious in your conscious mind and also making changes just like you do in your nighttime dreams. So you can do it either way. So think about that. What is it you want to shift? And we're going to go into the daydreams when we come back. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen, and we've been talking about the link between dreams, manifesting, and healing. Stay with us. We'll be right back after the break.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
What's getting your attention as physical pain or illness? Have doctors been unable to help? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Amazing things happen every day, sometimes with jolting awareness, and sometimes with subtle shifts aided with Christy's divine healing gift. Release that which no longer serves you. For more information and to contact Christy, visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us.
Introducing a new hit show, Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Gifted, shifted, and powerful is what this show is about. Tune in each month to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tap into your I Am energy to discover who you truly are and who you always have been. Dawn Smith offers a simple yet profound and life-changing way to discover your I Am energy that is hidden beneath the toxicity caused by choices we made consciously or unconsciously prior to today. This internal perfection is not an idea, a theory, or some vague notion or concept. On the contrary, it is beyond the grasp of the brain and its intellectual interpretations as it lies deep within the language of our hearts. Visit iamenergy.ca.
And we are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. If you're just tuning in, we're talking about the link between dreams, manifesting, and healing. And in the first section, we were talking about the dreams at night and how you can make the most of working with those dreams. Now we're going to talk about daydreaming, the daydreaming part where some people feel like I shouldn't be daydreaming. I'm not paying attention. Here's the thing with the daydreaming. If you have passions, you have things that you really want to be doing in your life, daydreaming is powerful because you're allowing yourself to go there and be in that space and escape for a moment. Now, you can make time for that so you're not ignoring your responsibilities or you're off daydreaming at your office desk. So at work, you know, but daydreaming, it doesn't even take that long. It's one of the easiest ways because you really want to go there. You know, it's something that you want to think about. It also lifts your frequency. Lifting your frequency is going to draw in the more positive energies that you're looking to bring into your life. Because when you're daydreaming, you are taking the thought energy and you are actually being proactive in manifesting your future, your tomorrow. I mean, it's really been underrated or misunderstood in the past. And I want to say you really want to bring them back into your life. Take 5 minutes. It's a wonderful way to meditate. It's an easy way to meditate, actually, because you want to be there. And it feels good to be in those daydreams because it's about things that you really want to think about. You see yourself doing already what it is that you want in your life. So say you're looking for that new relationship, or you want, what type of relationship do you want? If this is romantic, let's use that for an example. You're looking to bring in a relationship and you obviously would see it and want it a certain way. What is your list of what is acceptable to you for a relationship and what is not? What is it that you want out of a relationship? You know, how do you see yourself in this type of relationship? Go there with all the details. Just think about it, visualize it. Look at what you see around you. Where do you live? What is your home like? What are the activities? What do you see doing together? I mean, go into detail, even all the way down to what's on the dinner plate when you're having dinner together. I mean, go into the details of seeing yourself already in that state of reality. This is how manifesting works. You're being very clear to the universe with your energy about what it is you desire, what it is that you wish to have in your life, what are the passions. So this is something you can do in your awake state. And then if you have that going on, and then you work with it, you know, work to see what kind of messages are coming through the dreams at night, because that can be very interesting. You start working with your daydreams, your dreams at night will start to shift. And then you're looking to, okay, what did that mean? What did that mean? Oh, it can mean all kinds of things, because it's going to let you know a few things. It's going to let you know where there's resistance, what belief in your mental programming is causing the hold up, what's keeping it outside of your reality, because everything you want is just waiting to come in, really. It really is. It's just waiting outside of you to come in. So how do we do this? How do we bring it in? Daydreaming. Allow yourself those daydreams. I mean, 5 minutes is actually quite a bit for manifesting. 5 minutes. I'm not kidding. Because if you look at the Esther and Abraham Hicks, well, about law of attraction, they say keeping your mind on what it is you desire for at least 67 seconds. That's 67 seconds. What are you going to be able to do with 5 minutes? And then you don't have to do it all day long, but do it as often as you, if when it comes into your mind, take a minute and do it. And the more you do that, the more you're going to see it go that way. The more you're going to see it go that way. It's unbelievable. Just last night, I was having some very interesting experiences here at my home. Yeah, it was very interesting because I was thinking about my father who has passed. And I was asking how he was doing, and I hadn't heard from him in a while because every now and then he would come in. And so I put it out there that I just wanted to tell him I loved him. And last night, I went to turn my television on to watch a movie. I was watching something on Netflix, actually, trying to anyway. And when I turned my television on, it was on a channel, you know, we have some of those music channels that come with our service. And it was on a station that I never ever use. And it was stuck on the blues music. And I'm thinking, blues, that's dad's music. And what was playing was B.B. King, one of my dad's favorite singer, you know, musicians. So at first I thought, oh, okay, that's dad's music. And it kind of went right out the window. You know, I thought of it, but I didn't completely connect. And knowing my father, that's the way my dad is interesting like that. He's done that a lot with me with blues or harmonicas and things like that. Well, I didn't catch it at first. And then I realized, wait. And then I left and I came back, turned it off. I was having a little bit of trouble connecting my, you know, internet last night for some reason. So I turned everything off and I was rebooting. It came back on and I had already taken it off this blues channel. Of course, it goes back to the blues channel to tell me again, and it came in at a louder volume. That's when I realized it was my dad. See, they will come in, you know, they'll use whatever. Once I got the message and acknowledged it, it stopped happening. So, you know, they'll take something like that. They'll take an experience like that in, you know, movies and drama and scary stuff, and they'll make that into something really frightening, like it was a horrible haunting. And I'm not saying that negative things aren't out there, but it doesn't always mean that. And last night was beautiful. It was not scary because I understood what it was when I was really, when he finally did catch my attention. I mean, it just went right past me the first time. But when it came back in, I was like, oh my gosh, Dad. You know, so then we just had this conversation and it flooded in. Oh my gosh, it flooded in. All of this creative energy. My dad was an inventor. My dad was a very creative person. Very much is one of my connections with him. And I've been working on creating it, you know, artistically. I've been working on some things with that. We'll share with you later. That's kind of a surprise. But I've been working on some creative ideas of how to move forward. It just flooded in so fast I couldn't keep up with the notes. Now, I haven't quite figured out how to record all of that when it comes from the other side. But anyway, I'm sharing this because that was a lot of visualization that he was giving me. He took me to a place and we were daydreaming together, so to speak, last night, but daydreaming about how I could do it. And he was giving me all these incredible ideas. I was so excited and so elated. And I had that time with my dad, and I never feel like my parents are never there. Both of them have passed on, but I have great relationships with both of them now. I didn't always with my mother, but a lot of that has healed, and it's really a beautiful thing now. Nothing is impossible. And I was seeing things that, oh my gosh, that's so great. But I was getting assistance with this thing that I was trying to manifest. Now I'm very excited and I can't wait to start diving in. My husband's going to come home and go, my goodness, what have you done to this room again? Because I'm getting ready to tear it up in here and change some things around. Because in this room, I have one section where I have a big green screen I drop down and I do video. And then in another section I have where I'm doing my little radio show right now. I have this is a multitask room. I have easels. I have my painting. I have where I'm doing the intuitive paintings. I have where I do the intuitive reads by phone. This is my magical creative room. This is my spirit room. This is where I have quite a few crystals. This is where I have a lot of energy. I always have my candle going when I do this show because I want spirit to work through me and bring information to you. And I'm so glad that they're recorded because I don't know. I mean, there's things that come through on a show that there's no way I could have planned it. And that's the part I love. I know it's pure. I know it's real. I know I'm tapped in to my higher self and it's just coming through to you. I'm getting very excited right now because I'm feeling good energy flowing in. And on the next segment, when we come back, I want to give you a few tips on interpreting your dreams and what some of the main big deal things that concern people I want to take and throw a little water on that big fire so they don't seem so big and overwhelming, and let you know that you can do that. We'll be right back after the break. Stay with us.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on the diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit limelightradio.com.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
And I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show, and we've been talking about the link between dreams, manifesting, and healing. And on this last segment, before we wrap up the show, I want to give you a few tips on dream interpretation. So some of the common things that can be very disturbing for people is if they dream that let's get intense here. If they dream that they just killed somebody in the dream and they're first off, here's some of the basic things about your dreams. Very important. Bottom line, every dream that you have, no matter how many people are in your dream, the dream is always trying to tell you something that you need to know in your awake, conscious state about yourself. It's never about all the other people in the dream. It's always going to be what you need to know about you, because this is a soul you. It's about you, okay? You're the one dreaming. But when, you know, say you've dreamed that you killed somebody, you know, really, bottom line, you look at what's been going on in your life, and most of the time, a dream like that is not literal. None of them are, really. They're all metaphoric. Dreams are metaphoric. It's symbolic. Okay, if I'm doing that, what is that symbolic of? You got to break it down. Most of the time, that's about taking your power back. You've given your power to someone, and it's draining you. And it's a survival tactic to take your power back. it comes across really intense like that sometimes when it's really trying to get your attention. So we're not taking that and moving that literal. It's not literal. It's just not. It's taking your power back. What about dreams about water? Now, I've had these before, and it makes sense to me that I would, because I'm an empathic, I'm sensitive, I feel a lot of the emotions very strongly. But when there's a lot of water in your dream, that's about emotions. Water are tied to the emotions a lot of times in dreams. I've had dreams where, you know, what is the dream showing you? Is it in calm, peaceful water? Is it in stormy water? Dark, cloudy water? Are you underwater? You know, I've had, when I was going through very tough emotional things, where I was having dreams of being in a boat that capsized and I couldn't get out from under it. You know, those are disturbing dreams, getting my attention. Absolutely. You could pop up and like, okay, what was that all about? I was feeling quite a bit emotionally about some things that I was going through that were quite painful, that were healing. You feel like you're in over your head or you can't get out. You feel overwhelmed. That was one of those overwhelming kind of a dreams. But that's an example, you see. Yeah, that's kind of scary. You know, you're trapped under it. It capsized and now you can't get out from under it. Oh, you know, that's just not fun. But it's just metaphoric. And once you understand that it's being dramatic. You talk about a theater in there. Well, I mean, you think you're not creative? Absolutely. Everybody's got this creativity in there because dreams will do it. You're like, how in the world can I come up with these things? Oh, man. Your creativity is that side of you, that right side that is the spirit side. So you listen to those dreams. You take that interpretation of what it's trying to tell you. So, you know, those are just a couple of examples of those intense things that can be a bit disturbing when you wake up. But now you're going to break it down. Metaphoric. Okay, what does that mean? What have you been going through lately? What seems to be preoccupying your mind? And I like to make like a list, like, and it helps define where my mind is thinking. And I list it, and then it goes on one side or the other. Is it a worry or a fear? Or is it something that I'm excited about and looking forward to and that I want to, you know, I want to bring in? That's going to show you which side of the list it goes on. And honestly, if it's the fear and the concerns and the worry and the fretting and the, you know, thinking the worst case scenario, you know, that's your ego winding up thinking, okay, this is just going to happen like this. That's that programming that's a bit. It's like a corrupted file on the computer that's just going circling around and around, and it's not doing you any good. It's not helping you move forward. It's just keeping you stuck, so to speak. You'll know what it is. And so then with intention, just go back over and say, well, I'm going to go over here to the higher self side and just say that with intention. You may be doing that at first before you feel it. And then just, you know, I'm going to go back over here to my I am and claim my connection to the higher self. And because that side of me isn't worried about any of this because it knows that I can do whatever it is that I want to do in my passions. There is no limits. It's not afraid of anything. And I'm going to tell you, when you want to move past some of that stuff you feel stuck with, that's the way to do it. Now you're going to be in a place where you can start manifesting and shifting the dreams to switch the subconscious. When you are shifting that subconscious, you're now shifting what that ego is pounding you with. They're tied together a bit. The conscious mind. The subconscious is where we go in and create and shift it. We make a new program, so to speak. And then we put in a new program to upgrade the one that's been corrupted or in a loop that's stuck. So that's subconscious where you create. Conscious mind is with the ego. I had that backwards. Don't want to confuse you there. So your beliefs are going to be very much connected to that ego, your mental thinking, what you truly believe. But when you tap it in and move it over, you can actually have your ego side, your personality work with your higher self, your I am, and now be working together harmoniously. And it's a beautiful thing when that happens, because now higher self and all the things that you truly want to bring into your life, what you want to change, what you want to heal, is unlimited. And now you are completely in a place of high frequency. Happiness comes in. You can't wait till you can go and do this again. You look forward to your dreams versus, oh, no, I don't want to think about that. Because there, you're going to be overcoming those dragons of fear, whatever you want to call them. They are illusions that you can choose to believe or not believe. And what I see that's very big right now, and Michael coming in for March, and the energies that are coming in so powerful, you have such an opportunity here. Doesn't mean that it's just during this month. I'm just saying there's a strong energy that's going to make it a little bit easier and help you with that. It'll be clearer. Let him help you with the fears and what feels stuck. And let choose. Make an intention to choose. I'm going to align with my higher self, divine side. I'm going to align with that divine mind, because that's where I can bring this into manifesting into my life and help me, and ask with intention, ask with purpose, allow angels to help you bring it into the dreams, bring it into the daydreams, go for it with lucid dreaming. And I say power on and dream on, because you're going to love it when you start feeling like, you know what, this is great. When you're in there, it's unlimited. You can do whatever you want in there. And it's great. There's no rules with that. So go do it. Go empower your life. Take your power back, metaphorically, and dream a dream. And then do it again. And then do it again and do it again. And watch your life unfold. Feel empowered. You're going to find that you have more energy in your physical body. It's going to lift some of the depressions or the numbness. It'll start to open itself up. And you're going to see that life can be enjoyed, not just endured. And you have a wonderful life, and you're very worthy of a very happy life, being prosperous and a participant in the web of life, and feel connected, you know, just feel like you're not so isolated. It's a beautiful thing. I want that for all of you. Please come over and see me at jenroyster.com. I've enjoyed bringing this message to you today, and I want to say thank you to all the listeners that tune in every week. You are so loved, and I send you a big burst of energy for healing. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton. featuring his special guest, Countess Struella, one of Britain's most respected psychic mediums. John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Storella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Storella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Storella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Join the Pacific Northwest EFT Tappers at the 4th Annual Tappers Gathering this March 1st at Bastyr University. Tapping enthusiasts from across the region will be sharing healing stories, learning different EFT applications, and forging a strong community. This event raises money and awareness for continuing EFT tapping scientific research. All net proceeds go to our 501c3 nonprofit conducting a study showing how EFT can alter gene expression. Bring your cards and information for a fulfilled day of networking and inspiring one another. Visit www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877. www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Storella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Storella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Storella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Storella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
What would you do if you knew that you could not fail? The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile is a radio forum for some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Dr. Pat brings together and introduces visionary scientists and futurists, environmentalists, educators, business leaders, inventors, filmmakers, authors, artists, mystics, and healers who inspire and support individual and collective growth and positive cultural shifts. This award-winning radio show empowers the listening community to be the change they want to see in the world. Tune in to the Voice America Empowerment Channel every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern for the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile, radio to thrive by.
Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.